So, Craig, at this point, what would you be thinking today if you were in this situation?
So going back to the Athera data set, there were only 6 relapses after 2 years in either arm. So this is very bad luck for the patient. It's extremely unusual, and it's extremely unusual to relapse with this explosion. Almost certainly in a patient who has such a late relapse, they're going to respond to whatever you're probably going to give them. So this would be a patient that I would opt for brentuximab. I think there would be a high likelihood that if somebody was going to get a complete response to brentuximab, this might be the patient that would get a complete
And
response.
why is that?
2-year remission duration from the transplant.
John, again, same thoughts, same approach?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I would highlight, Craig had mentioned the two randomized trials that are going on to look at patients in this setting with pembro versus BV or nivo plus BV versus BV. And so the opportunity to, maybe even get a more interesting regimen that might lead to a better disease control endpoint to me would be great if that study was available to the patient.
I meant to ask before when we talk about checkpoint inhibitors, what do we know about anti-CTLA-4 plus anti-PD-1? Obviously, it seems like every cancer we're looking into that. John, what about an HL?
Yeah, so there's data from, was it ECOG, I
It's
think,
ECOG,
that
yeah.
did Ipi plus Nivo, and Catherine Diefenbach was the PI. So we've seen it presented in abstract form. Again, so more toxicity with the anti-CTLA-4. Unclear if it's going to be really worthwhile taking forward. I think where people are much more interested in moving to are other checkpoint molecules like LAG-3 or some of the other ones that are now actively in development. So I think due to toxicity, the CTLA-4 studies are unlikely to play out.
So, Craig, pretty good predictive capabilities there. Let's hear about what
Oh, really?
happened. Yeah.
Okay.
So she was strongly CD30 positive. It was decided to treat her with BV at the standard dose 1.8. And she tolerated treatment well, with some neutropenia, but not requiring G-CSF. So after 4 cycles, she achieved a complete remission and continued the treatment. After 8 cycles, she developed grade 2 peripheral neuropathy. The dose was dropped to 1.2, and the neuropathy improved to grade 1. She continued the treatment and completed total 6 cycles. Tolerated well, had a couple of respiratory tract infection, treated with oral antibiotic, but recovered from all the toxicities, resumed her work at her bank, and she's been monitored since then in complete remission.
How long has it been since she had the last BV dose?
So it's almost 1.5 years now.
Oh,
So, Craig, any comments?
I think she's going to be cured. I think that this could be the patient. Granted, this is another patient who's had bad luck, late relapse in the beginning, and then another late relapse in the relapse setting. So biologically, this is a little bit of a different disease, but she has a good chance of doing well.